two. So just finally on Activate, I just wanted to talk about couponing. It's something that I've been involved with for a long time. This was an old campaign I did for Borders. They used to send up 480,000 emails a month with some topical stuff on it, hey, it's Wimbledon or whatever, and you'd click to get a voucher. And it'd be an A4 sheet with a barcode on, you print off your sheet and walk into Borders with your bit of paper and you get your half price book. Well, we simply said, look, why don't we mobilise this? So you click and it opens a simple page saying, welcome to Borders Mobile, enter your number here to receive your voucher by text. We got a very simple server system integrated with their EPOS system, the electronic point of sale, and that was it. You put your number in and you got your text with the voucher. On day one, well, the first week, 63% of people that used the paper thing went to mobile. And in the first campaign, we had 23% redemption, which is misleading because it was a great campaign. It was 50% off any book. But I think it bottomed out at around 4%. And I think your average email redemptions are much lower than that. And we've got other examples. At Ogilvy, we've done one with BP, and we're going to be doing more where you got a free coffee when you use BP fuel. Integrated with their EPOS, and then we have the light agency here, I think they're called Mobilize now, been running for many years with barcode couponing, and this is the buymeadrink.co.uk, which is another system where live you can go on, you know, buy a drink and you get it, or buy someone a bottle of champagne, and it's live with the Corney and Barrow. It's really useful for me because one of their best bars is next door to Ogilvy. So when I do presentations for clients, I send them all drinks, we go next door and buy them with our phones. It's really powerful. And finally, you know, you can text Ogilvy and get these kind of vouchers. And just, this is a nice example I just added a minute ago about activation. It doesn't have to be vouchering and selling products. Shelter, it's a charity. You're on the street, you go, okay, they persuade you to sign up, £5 a month on your credit card, you get an activation straight away on your phone. But also, if your first donation fails because they put the wrong number of your credit card on the paper sheet, you get a first donation failure text. Hey, you know, can we sign you up again? And reactivation. But the actual activation in this is once a month, you get a text through telling you how your money's being spent. So this month, we've kitted out 10 old houses with new gear. Click here to see 4-year-old Emily in her brand new bedroom. Fabulous piece of mobile activation. So just to wrap up then, you know, the strategy, we connect marketing and advertising to the internet. So we connect the digital and physical worlds. So what I'm saying here is, you know, that painting over there is actually a banner on the internet, and this is the mouse, and I can just click on it. And when we do that, we give the consumer a brand experience, and we give them something immediately, whether it's an app or whatever it might be, and we sign them up to more of it in the future. A mobile club, a loyalty program, a gift, and then we connect them to the checkout, or we activate them in any way we can. So this is the new model. Mobile defrags the media, we give them something, and then we talk to them. And there's just another bit as well. Of course, underneath all of this, we need to think about privacy and permission and preference, and I can probably talk that more in questions if we like, but finally about preference, I just wanted to mention PopTick, a bit like Pandora. I've got an app on my iPhone that sends me 12 videos every day from YouTube, and it learns. So if I put I like sport and it sends me netball, I say, oh, I hate that. So they've got a slider at the end of the video, love it or hate it. And after a couple of weeks, you get 12 videos you like every day, which is really cool. So this is the last slide. What happens? Well, our knowledge of the consumer increases with preference, our level of permission goes up, thus the relevance increases of what we're doing, and our efficiency of marketing increases, and we end up here in this sweet spot where we can really, you know, do some good work, and we can do work that works, and we can help people. Marketing becomes a service, like with the Kodak piece. And I guess that's all. So thank you very much.